Why is this table so squeaky?
All of a sudden.
I'm about to lose my mind. Stop it. Oh, my gosh. This table is ridiculous. All right.
Welcome back to the My Life, Your Life Together podcast with yours truly, Big Daddy Wayne, and Mr. Sexy Coffee. That's Zach and Zach. Today, we are doing our Q&A episode.
Yeah.
We posted it, and several people responded, gave us lots of good questions. We posted asking for question topics. Some are serious, some are goofy, some are somewhere in between, some are weird.
You know. I didn't expect any strangers to submit questions, but I am kind of sad that no strangers just asked a random question.
There's anonymous.
We'll get to that one.
Okay. I didn't read that
you
one.
You didn't yet. Read that no. one? Okay. It's not quite anonymous. I actually, as soon as I got the question, I texted the person and called him a name. So
today, we're going to go through these questions that people have sent in and give you our answers. Some of them, like I said, some of them are going to be serious.
I'm so excited. Deep.
And some of these are going to be funny and goofy and fun to get into. So
I'm so flippin' excited. One thing I will say, I think we should do this like a couple times a year.
I think that's like a fantastic idea.
Because I think the more we do it, maybe more questions will pop up. But like these are hilarious. Like Zach said, some of them are serious. Some of them are normal. And some of them, I'm actually genuinely concerned for the well-being and mental state of the people who submitted it. Like,
are you okay,
sir?
Is there something? Are you okay? Do you need help?
Do you feel safe in your own head? Because I don't.
All right.
What's our first question?
Are we announcing like who these are from? Are we?
Yeah, I mean, like we could say, you know, because some people did put in more than one question. Some people didn't put their name. Some people have chosen to go under a different name, even though I'm fairly certain I know who the people are.
I also see that there are some people that said they would submit questions.
Yeah,
and
thank you for noticing that.
They're not there.
Yes. So.
Namely my wife.
Yeah.
Babe.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Lead us off.
All right. First question coming from a guest on the podcast who's been here a couple times, Brian.
He's pretty fly for a Bry guy.
Right on. So, his first question is, what is the underrated worst part about being diabetics?
Wow.
So many things to choose from.
Yeah.
Outside of just the limiting factor of like, hey, there's only certain things you can do in your life. Only, you know, like, hey, if the apocalypse happens, you got like a little bit.
Nobody wants to live through the apocalypse anyway.
Listen.
No.
Listen.
No.
My personality, I'm like, all right, survivalist, let's go. Let's become, you know.
No, just, Book send, of Eli, just send me to heaven.
Know. Okay, well.
Idiot.
You're like a dummy. I'm just going to give up and go to heaven. The other part is like, I have some needle horror stories. I'm sure you do too. Like, I've just had a lot of bad experiences with needles because they're a pretty big part of what we have to deal with all the time. So, I don't know.
I mean, I think if I look at the worst part, I don't really understand the underrated worst part because I don't think anybody underrates diet. I don't know. I get what he's trying to say, but I'm confused. I'm just dumb. But the worst part, I mean, would either be the financial aspect or just how hard everyday life is sometime. Like just having to hold on. I can't drive yet because my blood sugar's low. And if I get into an accident, even though I probably won't, if I do, that's bad news bears for my license.
Right.
So that's what I would say it is for me. But like right now, my diabetes is under control. I'm handling it well, but I'm still paying hand over fist for care in this country. Yep. So I'd have to go with right now as financial. A 30-year-old diabetic, it would be financial yep. burden.
You saying that also brings up, I'm like, man, I've got to order more supplies that yeah. are like just astronomical going. Yeah. Yeah. Nope.
Yep. Financial. Brian also tagged a question onto this. Why are your fantasy teams so bad? He is, of course, referring to fantasy football. He's in a league with myself, Zach, and then a few other friends and some enemies. And Brian, I think, has the best record in the league right now.
No, he's the only one undefeated in the league right now.
He's so cool.
Listen,
Brian. I had Justin Jefferson. I got Kyren Williams, both injury reserve. Kyren Williams injury reserve out of nowhere. Thank you a lot for nothing, Sean McVay, idiot. And I just had underperformers and injuries. And every time I pick up somebody, they get injured.
Yeah.
Like, and for everybody to understand, it's an 8-man league. So if you score less than 110 points a game, like you have no shot at winning. So
we've got
Zach Jenkins has, this is his first time fantasy football.
This is my first time ever playing fantasy, and I'm number 3 in the league.
What's your realization that players get injured all the time?
Yeah, I did not realize how often people get injured. And like, also I'll say this, like I'm a football fan, but I'm a fan up until this point. I was a fan of like my team. So I know all the players on my team.
Go Kansas City Chiefs.
Go Chiefs. Let's do it up for 2 in a row. We're struggling a little bit on offense, but we're still a good team.
It's fine.
But I realized how little I knew about the NFL and players in the NFL as a whole. So when I drafted, I realized I know my team, but I don't know a lot of these other people.
Yeah.
So that was, I will say my draft was not that great, but my managerial decisions after that have
probably
brought
the best
team
in the league. I would honestly say the best in the league.
Because I went from being
on the
projected
bottom
to end up 6th to now I'm 3rd in the league, and some of the people that were projected to be like 1st or 2nd are
it's me.
Well, and
the problem is,
and
me.
Both my brother-in-laws were projected to be top, and they both have worse records than they have exact opposite records of me.
Our teams
so Brian,
aren't so bad. You're just dumb.
Listen, just because you drafted Tyreek Hill, who has had like multiple 50-point games.
Not to harp on fantasy football, but do you remember that one time Brian offered you AJ Brown for Devontae Smith and you told him no?
Yeah.
How dumb do you feel?
Absolutely like an idiot.
Like stupid dumb head
and
idiot
it was,
face.
It was week 3.
Yeah.
Cuz Devontae Smith had 2 decent games and AJ Brown had just done nothing and then ever since then it's been the exact opposite. So
that's got to make you feel great.
Yeah, I done screwed up.
Oh, that's hilarious. All right. What's next?
This one, I like this one. I'm going to go number 13.
Okay.
So, there's 2 number 13s.
All right. The top number 13.
Yeah. This is coming in from Michaela, Brian's wifey.
Okay.
His wife. So, it says, would Zach, that's me, Big Daddy Wayne Zach, would Zach vote for Zach, Mr. Sexy Coffee, if he ran for president, or vice versa? So I'll say, I think we both have pretty similar political viewpoints and political standings. So absolutely, I would vote for Zach. I mean, I would have to see like, hey, what his platform turns out to be. But from what I know of him so far, yes, I would vote for Zach.
And I would vote for Zach blindly, regardless of his platform, because I'm a true ride or die.
Just based on friendship.
Yeah, I mean, but also to save our friendship, I could also say, like, I would not vote for him as president because that's just a crappy job.
Yeah.
Like, people are always going to hate you.
That's the thing. I wouldn't ever run for president because I don't want that job. But we could do, like, president-VP combo.
Yeah. And then, like, I could go hunting in the woods and accidentally shoot somebody.
I mean, it worked for one vice president.
Let's see here. I like this whole hopping around thing. I'm going to go back. I'll go to number two, though. Your favorite book slash podcast you're going through.
My Life, Your Life Together podcast.
Yeah, like, what a... Get out of
what
here.
What a silly question.
What a silly question.
No, that actually is a good question.
It is.
I'll say... Man, book. So, I am in a book series right now that I enjoy. I will say it's definitely not for children. It's a little intense, but it's called the Helldivers series, and so it is a post-apocalyptic kind of post-nuclear apocalypse series that's super cool, and it's just talking about the survivors and their life, basically 250 years after. You know, like a nuclear holocaust. And
okay.
So it's got a lot of cool things in it, but it is, you know, being in that post-apocalyptic genre, it's not for children.
I feel you.
I'll say that.
I'm only reading one book currently, because I've been told to. So, but before that, I was... Like, my favorite style is, like, fantasy, sci-fi. And so, like, I love reading through, like, the Warhammer 40K novels.
I've actually never read the novels of those, but I've heard that they're good.
Yeah. Like, I started with, like, the Blood Angels. They were just always my favorite faction. So, like, I could always read anything Warhammer, Space Marine related. Nice. The Blood Raven Omnibus was like three books in one, was killer.
Have you ever read any of the Halo books?
No.
The Halo books are actually really good.
My friend used to read them a lot.
Well he written. Read them all. Very interesting. They're a good book series, but there's like 30 of them.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, so far behind now.
What about... Oh my gosh, I can't remember. What's his name? He wrote Mistborn, and it's a fantasy series. Give me one second, I gotta look up. But he's a very good writer. Brandon Sanderson.
Oh, okay.
Brandon Sanderson's novels. So he has a couple different like worlds that he's created. There's one that's like sci-fi, some that are like fantasy.
Hmm.
But very good novels. I've read Mistborn. I haven't finished that series, but Mistborn in and of itself was a fantastic book.
Yeah.
A really good novel. And as far as podcasts.
Podcasts, the only two I've listened to recently. And I'm trying to listen to more like independent podcasts. I followed a lot on Instagram recently, and I've been slowly working through some of their episodes. Kind of just to figure out what works for them and see if I can incorporate it, make this a little better. But in terms of like big podcasts, It's Always Sunny podcast and then Smartless with Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and why do I always forget the other guy's name? Sean. I don't know. Oh, man. I kind of feel it. But the concept of that podcast is they started it during COVID and they each have a guest on, and like one person brings on a guest per episode, but it's a surprise guest. So
you have no idea what to expect.
But, you know, it's fun. It's just fun. I mean, you have three like comedic powerhouses on a podcast.
Right.
Bringing in a guest that's sometimes a comedic powerhouse and
sometimes not,
but it's great.
See, one of the podcasts that I probably listen to the most is the Sean Ryan Show.
Oh, yeah. You turned me on to that.
I love... So, it started out, right? He's a military veteran, retired Navy SEAL, and CIA contractor. And so, he would do it for, like, historical purposes and stuff and have other veterans on to talk about, you know, their experiences and kind of detailing, you know, and he's had like World War II veterans. He's had, you know, more recent with the, you know, global war on terror veterans from that. And then he ended up branching out into a lot of other stories where he had on like, so the guy from the machine gun preacher, right? The missionary that actually, so he had him on, he had some people that came
Gerard
out.
Gerard Butler?
Like, yeah, he had, no, he had the real life guy, which actually is a fantastic episode. He's had on, people from like that came out of like the narcotics world, like cartel stuff. He's branched out into a lot of other things, kind of the political world. He's had on a senator. And so he kind of just deals with, has on people to talk about a lot of different stuff. He's almost turned into recently more of a news outlet, but more has eyewitness people, like he had on people that were involved in the withdrawal from Afghanistan and talk about what actually happened. You know, he's had, you know, lots of different stuff like that. It's
not cool. Like the news that we know today.
He's had on political candidates to talk about their experience, their background, and why, you know, like I showed you Vivek Ramaswamy came on his podcast. Like, I like a lot of the guests that he has on, and they just, he tries to take on like big topics, you know?
Yeah.
So,
all right.
I find that one. That would be my go-to.
Where we heading now, boy? Uh-oh.
I just read number 6. Worst thing you ever spent money on?
This house? No.
Oh.
The two dogs? No.
Dang.
That's a great question. Before we started,
so many things.
Yeah, before we started the podcast, I actually told Zach a story of like, it wasn't the worst thing I ever spent money on, but like one night, Lex and I just spent a lot of money on shoes. And like they're all usable shoes, so I can't say it's the worst thing I've ever spent money on.
But it's like you just got on this like, I'm going to buy shoes, and you go on this binge and be like, well, why did I buy all
I want
these?
That, I want that, I want that, I want that. So worst thing I ever spent money on. I'm trying to think of big purchases, but you know, there's always those little things like, oh, it's $5, $10. I'll get that. And I'm like, it's not worth the $10 that could have had a cheeseburger.
Because I feel like I'm generally pretty good. Like, I'll get ideas of all this stuff that I'm like, ooh, I should buy. But then I generally slow down and I'm like, okay, let's start looking at reviews. And do I actually need this? You know, I'd say... Probably when I first became a police officer, I was very much like, oh, blue line. Blue. And so I just went and like bought a ton of the like kind of moto, like blue line, everything, like t-shirts and hats and stuff like that, which is like, which is funny because then I was like, I was a cop. I'm not wearing any of this out in public. Not going to, you know, show people that I was a cop. I might get, you know, so. I bought a bunch of blue line stuff and then just never wore it.
That's good.
So that probably was like, spend a lot of money on that just to wear them as like undershirts.
I mean, it's going to be anticlimactic, but honestly, like as a teenager, probably sports jerseys. I have so many sports jerseys, and I haven't worn any of them hardly ever.
And they're all for terrible teams.
Bite me.
Listen.
Houston Rockets, Atlanta Falcons, Manchester United, Zenit St. Petersburg, Portugal, one of Arsenal's third kits from a few years ago. It was like nice and purple and black. It was a sick kit. But yeah, I don't wear them that much, and honestly, I don't even fit into any of them anymore. So we're going to restart and just start with some Kansas City Chiefs gear, and
there we go
up from there.
Is this your official like announcement that I've converted you?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I'm a Chiefs fan now. Everybody, let's go.
Welcome to the kingdom.
Thank you. I know, I like this one. This one will be easy. We don't have to pontificate.
Okay.
Favorite recent musical album? Mine is Lord of the Flies and Birds and Bees by an artist named Talk. It's all caps, T-A-L-K. I just stumbled upon his music a few months ago, and then this album came out. And it's a vibing album.
See, you should know me better than that by now. I can pontificate on anything.
Yeah, but I'm not going to let you.
Because I don't know that I have a specific... Because I don't really go for albums anymore with modern day music. It's like I hear a song and I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'll tell you like some of my favorite artists right now would be Luke Combs and Morgan Wallen.
I'm sorry.
Are you apologizing for...
That you like country music.
Oh, well, you know. I'm from Texas. What do you expect?
That's fair. Hey, so those are your artists you've been vibing with lately. I've been vibing on.
And also old school jazz.
Okay.
I've also been listening to a lot of that recently, too.
Okay. I feel you.
All right. Here's a very serious question that, yes, this is a question that was sent in to us. Do you... No, the Muffin Man.
Yes.
Where does he live? Huh? Tell me that.
Texas. Because I played a video game with him. No, I spent years playing Guild Wars, and one of my guildmates was called Dan the Muffin Man, and he lived in Texas. So that counts.
The Muffin Man? The Muffin Man!
The Muffin Man! No, I don't know the real Muffin Man.
I don't either.
Oh, I'm gonna knock this one out of the way right now. Why is relaxing in jeans so great? Whoever sent that in, you're a psychopath. It's not great, and you should probably seek some form of counseling.
Wait, where?
Number 10.
Why is relaxing in jeans so great?
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
whoever
like...
Whoever said that is a psychopath.
Like some athletic shorts or like sweatpants.
I literally just hang out in my house in my underwear. Because I'm hot all the time, so why would I put clothes on?
This is why.
Nope. All right, your turn again.
Yeah, no, well, just on the jeans, like, I wouldn't choose to relax. I will, like, sit and just chill if I don't want to change, and I'm just, like, tired. But if I'm, like, really wanting to, it's like sweatpants, bro. Like sweatpants.
Yeah.
Or some, you know.
Exactly. If you relax in jeans, you're a psychopath.
Here's an interesting one.
Oh, boy.
What question do you wish someone would ask you? Not that one. Just kidding. What question do you wish someone would ask you?
What is that, number 28?
Yeah.
What's a question you wish someone asked you? Not would ask.
What question you wish someone asked you?
Maybe I typed it down wrong. What's a question you wished someone asked you? Okay, yeah, you're right.
Yes, we both had strokes this morning. That's why we can't talk.
I don't know, man. Like, do you want $1 billion? Is that a viable answer? I wish somebody would ask me that. But I guess then they could just be asking me it and not have the means to fulfill it. So,
right. I don't know.
Because then I have to like think of my own question and then nobody's asking me. I'll just answer my own question.
That's fair. Yeah.
I wish someone asked me. I'm going to have to come back to that one.
Yeah. I'll have to think on that one.
Number 13. The second number 13, if you will.
13 the sequel.
13 the sequel. What would both of you do for a job if you could have any job you wanted? This.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah,
if I could podcast just, for my job, that'd be great.
Either this or, like, I would love to the homesteader life, right? I would love that. Like, hang out.
That makes sense
with,
for you.
With horses, animals, out in the wood, you know, go out
it's
in the woods.
It's a lot of work. Like, it's a lot of manual labor, though.
Yeah, but.
No, this is my shtick.
And then in my downtime from that. Come do podcasts.
That's fine. So I'll do it full time to keep it going while we all live on your homestead.
Yeah. When I get like 1,000 acres and I start breaking it up into family plots.
Whenever that happens, I'll give you money for it. We'll figure it out. What a good question. That was also from Michaela. Michaela, you're asking very great questions. You had two. two about the president about this. That was great, 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 great. Your jaw just dropped out of question, so now you have to read it.
I saw the one again. Good question from Michaela, although could stir some interesting responses from family members. For Thanksgiving dinner, if you could trade one family member for one celebrity, who would it be?
I would trade my entire family for Thanksgiving dinner with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Like, if he sent me an Instagram message and was like, hey, I want you to come down to my home and have Thanksgiving with me and my family, I'd be like, okay. I'd leave Lex up here with her family. If it was only me, I'd be down there in a heartbeat.
You're like, peace out, everybody.
Yeah, oh, 100%. No remorse. That's me, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
That's true. I'm trying to think what celebrity...
Part of me wanted to do like a Michael Scott answer from The Office. What did he say? I'd invite like one of the kids' names, one of the Jolie Pitts, and he said, because that way either Brad or Angelia would have to come at the end of the night to pick him up.
To pick him up. I probably would go with Chris Pratt. I just enjoy Chris Pratt. I loved him in Parks and Rec. I love him in the MCU.
All right, so for which family member?
That's a tough decision because I'm like, who's going to get mad? You know, I might have to steal your answer just so I don't offend people. I'll keep my wife, but I'll trade the rest of my family. I'll go have Thanksgiving with Chris Pratt.
Man, you're good. I was willing to sell my wife up the river too. This is a confusing question, but I'm just curious about what your answer would be. Number 23. What mammal / spider crossover would you choose? Does that mean as a pet, as a weapon?
I'm assuming that's as like a pet.
Yeah.
So mammal spider hybrid.
Yeah. I would take the Scorpion King because is a scorpion a spider? I don't think so.
They may be arachnids. I don't know. Yeah. It's not a spider, but they're an arachnid.
I'll play it right. All right. So I'll pick a different mammal. I don't have to pick a type of spider, do I? Because that's just too much.
No, I don't think you have to pick a type of spider. But like, can my dog have eight legs?
Sure. Why not? Yeah, why not?
So I can have a spider dog?
Spider pig.
Spider pig. Does whatever a spider pig does. spider pig. That's my answer.
Yeah, I'm going to go with spider pig too. Why not? Nope. For somebody who's got three pigs tattooed on his arm, he has to pick spider pig, yeah. I think.
But you think about that, that's kind of a creepy idea. Like, imagine, so I like to go hunt. Imagine if I was out there and spider deer, and all of a sudden this deer with like eight legs starts crawling through that. Never mind. That's
nope.
Creepy.
Yeah. Nightmares. This has been a question I've been wanting to double back to. Oh, wait, it's your turn. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, my God. The attitude coming off of him right now is ridiculous.
Hold on.
See, you're not even ready.
I was not prepared. Okay, hold on. This one from the executive producer. It's two questions in one. Miss Executive Producer number 19.
I forgot to space them apart. That's my bad. Because that's what
two
happens.
Questions.
So my wife. Our executive producer is currently out of state, and so this is what happens when she's not here to help me. I screw up her entry. But go ahead. Ask the first one.
Okay.
They don't go together. Or ask whichever one you want.
What's your dream vacation?
Your mom's house.
Got him. I'll fight you.
Yeah, you will. You'll win, too.
I'm definitely, I've always wanted to go visit Ireland, so I would love like a vacation in like the Irish countryside, you know, a little Irish cottage, you know, go see the Emerald Isles. Like, that would be awesome. I would also like, I would include Scotland in that too. That'd be super cool.
I mean, we're talking about a dream vacation.
Right.
I'm thinking like a month or 2 month trip around Europe.
Like it, like backpack through Europe, not necessarily not, no, backpack, not backpack, but travel
like,
Europe.
Yeah, like if it's a dream vacation, I gotta imagine like I have the means to make it a dream vacation, like everything I right. could dream of. So like I'm talking everything. Like,
so if we're talking
take the
that,
train from everywhere, I'm getting driven around so I don't have to drive in these foreign yeah. countries. I want to visit everywhere over in Europe. So I'd love to hit up like soccer matches in England and
go see a Manchester United game yes. live.
Yes. That's definitely it. That's,
that'd
like,
be cool.
That's an achievable goal. Not a 2 month trip around Europe. I don't think that'll be, unless I podcast full time and I get to do live shows with you around
and we start traveling for our podcast.
Wow, how wild would that be?
We'd have to get way more famous. So all our listeners, like, share, subscribe.
If all of our listeners just got one listener and then they all got one listener
in 9 years.
But that's a great, I mean, so do you want to alter your dream vacation answer? Like, do you want to
I
think
mean,
more
I
big
would just
picture?
Add to, it would be like Ireland, Scotland, like seeing all these cool places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like.
Because there's other places that I would like to see too, but that would be like my main thing.
So the question I was going to ask before I cut Zach off was, will you get me another drink? No. Number 24. And it's a question I've been wanting to do with you for a while because it was in my teaser episode, which came out almost 5 months ago at this point. I think yeah. it came out in July.
June?
Oh, yeah, it came out in June because July was real episodes.
Yeah.
So what made you guys want to start a podcast? What made Zach Jenkins want to join? I mean, what made me want to start it is I wanted a hobby. I needed a hobby. I've wanted to for a couple of years, but I figured it would fail and nobody would listen. And then the more I got my anxiety under control, the more I realized that failure was just me not doing it because I thought other people wouldn't care about it. But really, failure is not attempting it in the face of adversity. And I mean, I don't think it's a failure at all. We get like usually around 50, 60 listens an episode.
Yeah.
Above that on some of the more popular ones. But yeah, I did it because I wanted a hobby and I figured I could use it as a platform to meet with people, talk about things I've never talked about or talk about things I'm passionate about. And then Zach Jenkins.
So I know that it was actually a long time before you started the podcast when my wife and I were still dating. It was one of the times we were all like hanging out and you and I joked. We joked about starting a podcast together.
We did. He didn't know I wasn't joking though.
Yeah. Because I thought, I was like, yeah, that'd be a fun idea. Like,
was just that when I broke the chair at your house? No.
No, we were already married. You lived up here. Yeah. The chair. Come on, bro.
I forgot about that.
No, that was, we were out at like a restaurant somewhere.
Yeah. May have been Brown's.
Yeah. We're talking about it and like I always thought like, hey, that'd be a fun idea, like just to sit around with friends and just talk about whatever, you know. I always just thought that would be funny. But I was always like, no one would listen to that. Like, no, I'm not interesting enough for someone to sit and listen to it. And then Zach was talking about actually doing it. And I was like, huh. And then he was like, yeah, I'll have you on as a guest. Like, I have ideas for things to talk about. So, right, I came on and I was like, this is actually a lot of fun. Like, I have a fun time doing it and had some ideas. And then I was like, man, that would be cool to like do more of. And it was actually around that time that Zach came to me and was like, hey, I actually like would like someone to like co-host with me and help run the show and do ideas together and interview guests. Like, would you be willing to do it? And I was like, funny you ask. I'm super down. Absolutely down.
Basically what he's saying is he waited until I bought all the equipment and spent most of the money up front before he decided to sign on.
Yeah. I was like, I'll let him
fine.
Get it off the ground and then I'll just sneak in.
I believe
my turn.
I believe it's your question, Senor Yak.
The anonymous.
You finally
I'm not
going
to choose that one.
I'll read that one.
Yeah. Ooh. This one is a really good question. And this one's going to be really hard for me to answer.
Uh-oh.
You can only choose one to watch for the rest of your life. Marvel, DC, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, or Star Wars. Which is it? There's one I can rule out right off the bat. DC. I'm sorry. DC Universe. The movies have not been great.
No, I like DC Universe shows, movies. I do like them. I love DC Comics. Like, yeah, they'll always hold a special. But if we're talking about watching, I definitely got to rule that one out too.
Yeah. And that's the thing, right? I love a lot of the DC superheroes, villains. There's a lot of cool stuff there, but as a cinematic world, they're just not up to par with the rest of
these. I feel like I want to give two answers for this.
Okay.
Because, like, which is my favorite to watch? The answer is Harry Potter. I will watch Harry Potter all the movies
over and over.
Once a month if you want me to. But there's a limitation on them. So for the rest of my life, I mean, I can't imagine they'd ever get boring, but they probably would by the time I hit, 87, 88 or so. So, like, do I hedge my bets and be like, well, now I got to pick stuff with the most content and really space it out? Because Marvel, you're talking the cartoons. You're talking the MCU. You're talking about the shows.
That's true.
So it's...
But with that, honestly, so Lord of the Rings I'll have to rule out as well. I love it. Phenomenal movies. I love the Lord of the Rings, but kind of similar thing. They're limited.
Yes.
Great movies. I like the original trilogy better than the Hobbit movies.
I never watched the Hobbit trilogy, if I'm being honest with you.
I
heard I wasn't missing anything.
They changed some stuff that made things a little weird, and there was just too much CGI. I like that the original one relied more on actual visual effects, makeup, rather than CGI. Yeah. There was too much CGI in The Hobbit, in my opinion. But I honestly, so I love Harry Potter, but I also love Star Wars and Marvel more. So it's really between those two. And if I have to choose between Marvel and Star Wars, I got to go Star Wars. I'm a Star Wars nerd to the core. And kind of like you said, it's on par with Marvel as far as so many shows and movies and stuff. Marvel has more, but it's still...
I feel like if I just twist a word of the question, you can only choose one content for the rest of your life. It's hands down Star Wars for me. Because then you get all the books, you get all the novels, you get all the everything.
True.
And Marvel obviously has comic books and all that stuff too, but I know I would enjoy the
Star Wars legends.
Wars lore that builds upon itself
is amazing. Yeah.
I would probably pick Star Wars too.
I'm glad we both picked the correct answer.
Yeah. That was a great question. I mean, some of these questions are going to get us in trouble, too. I don't know why we're saving all the hard questions till the end. So I'm just going to bust out with number 12. One take about a topic you feel so strongly about. But I guess I could have a strong take on a dumb topic, I suppose. And I'll be honest with everybody. The strongest thing I have on like a hot take about a thing, I can't say on the podcast because... They just can't do it.
It'll be too controversial.
Yeah, like it'll be way too much.
Yeah. I was going to say the things that I feel the strongest about are going to be very controversial.
Yeah.
Topics. So I don't know how much we want to get into those, but
well, I feel like this isn't controversial, but I do feel strongly about it. There either needs to be age limitations, term limits, or cognitive tests for...
Hallelujah. Preach.
For government officials.
Yes.
Term
limits.
Because...
Term limits and salary caps.
Yes. All of that. Because, like, I have so many patients...
very strongly about that.
So many patients in my office that get evaluated for, like, dementia and stuff, and I'm like...
Are younger than our government officials.
Yeah, like, what is that? It's just asinine to me.
We've got
We're not letting these people drive,
but we have our country.
Exactly. So I'd say that's one that, like, I feel like a lot of people can agree with that.
Term limits and salary caps. You shouldn't be able to vote. Like, if I could vote for to increase my salary, like, of course, who's not going to do that?
Yeah.
Right? I vote to give me more money? Of course I do. Right? Like,
No. I already have too much. Let's give it to somebody. Such a dumb idea.
Like, who is going to vote no?
Yeah. All right, what's next?
In the spirit of that same question, let's do another hard-hitting one. What is one belief or philosophy that you vehemently disagree with?
Vehemently, if you will.
Vehemently.
Vehemently.
So, belief or philosophy. A philosophy that I vehemently disagree with would be, you know, moral relativism, right? Because
moral relativism,
right, is your truth is your truth, my truth is my truth.
Oh, yeah.
You know, morality is relative to, so it really leaves, there, nothing means anything then.
Yeah.
What's true for me is true for you, me, and what's true for you is true for you. What if my truth says yours is a lie?
Yeah.
Like, it's just dumb stuff. Nothing means anything at that point because it's all subjective, which at that point makes no right and no wrong because what if it's right for me, but it's wrong for you? Well, then it's right for me. Like, you know, it's just...
That's a good one.
It's just too subjective. Nothing means anything anymore.
I mean, I'm coming at from a more religious standpoint, but I think it, even if you're not religious or whatever, is the, you know, the idea of predestination. I know that's a thing that's come up a lot, but like, I don't believe we live in a script. My life's not
rigged.
Yeah. But
I agree with you.
It's way more complicated than that. And I would say we can turn it into a whole other episode, but we're never going to do that. Okay. I'm not going to say never, but I have no idea what that looked like because that would get confusing very quickly, but that's mine.
Yeah.
All right, we got some hard-hitting questions out of the way there. Let's lighten it up. Let's lighten it up.
Whose turn is it?
I think it's my turn. It is your turn.
Yep.
So I'm going to go down. This was submitted anonymously. In fact,
anonymous.
So you could have submitted questions to the website, which is how I got a lot. You can put whatever you want in the name section. You didn't have to put your name. So this person, don't worry about it in the name section.
I've got a good answer to this question, by the way, anyways.
And then the question was, who's been your favorite guest so far, and why is it Nate Ryan? Sincerely, totally not Nate Ryan.
Well, anonymous question asker, who's totally not Nate Ryan.
Yeah, definitely
not Nate Ryan. I would say the favorite guest of the podcast has to be Zach Jenkins because he went from guest to co-host. Yeah. Boom.
Yeah. That being said,
Nate Ryan's a close second.
On a very real level, Nate listened to the anxiety episode. He wanted to talk about a depression aspect of it. Reached out to ask if he could come on and talk about it. Came on. And it's our second most listened to episode of the entire podcast.
It's not one of our most popular.
So he was he's definitely is a favorite. And he told me that he is starting his own podcast, which I think is cool. Something again, same as me. He always wanted to, but never did. And then kind of like
I was
kind of
taking the
was kind of like, oh, so Zach's doing it. Like I can do it too.
Yeah.
He doesn't have social media set up or anything.
Does he have a name? First podcast yet?
I believe it's the 518 Catalyst.
Okay.
I could be mistaken though.
So for our listeners, just watch out for us.
Yeah,
once it's set up, we'll leave a link and we'll give him a shout out and link to his podcast and all his pages and everything.
Yeah, but he's a great speaker and he has a lot of friends with knowledge about different things, so I'm really super excited for him to start making episodes so I can listen to him and maybe even get some tricks of interviewing and stuff like that. So Nate, you know, you might not be the favorite, but you're...
Sorry, buddy.
You're top one and a half.
top
one and a half.
I only beat you out by a half.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Anonymous. Sorry. Anonymous. Anonymous, yeah.
Yeah. Anonymous person asking about Nate. Here's an interesting one, I think. This, again, is coming from our own Pawn Jaylee. You and everyone you've had on the podcast so far are stranded on an island.
Okay.
Who gets what job?
What a fantastic question.
That is a great question. Can I call dibs on hunting stuff?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's nobody else I would trust
hunting,
with that.
Fishing, I can take care of that.
I don't want to... This seems very presumptive, but I feel like I should be the leader.
You're like, I'll be in charge.
I think I just have great leadership skills.
You and, the little executive producer.
And I inspire confidence. No, she can't make the hard decisions like I can. And I inspire confidence.
I'll follow you.
Yeah?
I'll follow you as the leader.
Wow, yeah. That went over easy. Alex Johnson is
the cook.
Yeah, is the cook.
He's the camp chef.
Yeah. So, absolutely. Thank God we had a culinarily trained chef who went to chef school.
Because on an island, I'll catch fish and hunt whatever and gather fruits and coconuts and whatnot, and I'm sure he'd make something phenomenal out of it.
Yeah.
Like, he'd do a great job.
Brian Lawrence.
Brian, I think, would be our, like, tech innovative, like...
You just heard him earlier this morning. He doesn't know anything about tech. What tech is on a desert island?
I don't know.
What tech is on an island?
Would he not be an inventor and like invent some sort of contraptions? I don't know. He's smart.
Yeah, I feel like he's definitely part of the brain trust.
Yeah, I was like, he's smart. He would come up with stuff.
Yeah.
Either that or we'll put him on the planning committee for our rescue. Like, all right, buddy, you figure out how to get us off this rock.
Okay. What about Michaela? Because Michaela did an episode on Cocaine Bear. She was on the podcast.
That's true. I feel like her and Lex could just be the character. Like,
sexist.
They're mothers.
You are so sexist.
No, it's not thing. It's like, they're the nicest.
Oh,
they're going to take care of people.
God. Oh, my God. No, but you're right, though.
It's not a sexist thing. It's just they're the nicest, and they're going to look out and care for people more than I probably would.
No, you're absolutely right. John is our utility. Like,
I feel like
I've never met a person who you could tell to do something.
And he'll figure it out.
And he'll just figure it out. He'll have no idea.
He'll be like, I'll make it work.
Like, you come up with plan A and maybe plan B. John has already gotten to plan F, M, and Q before you even start action. So John is definitely bounce ideas off of and your utility guy. Just
like
whatever.
If you give him like, hey, I need this to happen, he'll be like, okay. And he'll figure it out.
Joe Vogt's
also part of the brain trust.
Yeah. And I would say there's going to be conflict that arises on an island.
Yes.
There's not many people better versed for de-escalation of any situation than Joe, probably.
I think that is... And he's very insightful, so I think...
Insightful, and soft-spoken.
Yeah, he would be able to solve and resolve conflict well.
And I guess Nate, we would just eat first.
See, I don't know Nate very well outside of this pod, you know, the one episode we did with him.
Another guy who just gets stuff done.
So him and John would be like, hey, you two, we need a structure. Like, we need
really, like,
living structure.
He's just
like,
one of those
figure it out. And they're like, okay, we're going to make it happen.
Like, he's a selfless person with a great work ethic. And that's like the best combination to have on it.
Yeah.
Stranded on an island. Is it bad that I don't know if those are all the guests or not?
Ronnie.
Oh, Ronald. I'm so sorry. You probably don't even listen to this anymore, though. But Ronnie, you're our entertainment. You're a bard.
I don't have any input because I've never been on an episode with Ronnie.
Ronnie.
Outside of Ronnie doing a mashup for the songs for my wedding, I don't really know Ronnie, if I'm being honest.
So Ronnie, he's a very talented young man. He is very technically gifted, like...
So he could be part of the, he could be the R&D department?
I would definitely run R&D by him.
We need to build a boat. Start experimenting and figuring, testing something out. We need a hydroponic system.
Oh, yeah, he could do that in a heartbeat.
So he's R&D. He's research and development.
Yeah, but I also think he's like my right-hand man, too. Not my secretary. No, not like in terms of leadership. That's ridiculous. He's too young.
So he's like I can my be VP.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
That's ridiculous. I just meant like he's like, I can't describe how necessary he would be to survival, but he would be necessary to survival.
You're like, we wouldn't make it without him, but I can't tell
but
you why.
I can't
why.
Tell you why. I think that's everybody.
Yeah, right? I think so.
All right, and if I forgot about you, boy, am I sorry. Please come back on. Or be more memorable.
Oh, shots fired.
Who was that? That was
a good question,
that was
John.
That was
Thank
a great
you.
Question, John. Do you have a weird, uncommon food combo? I think one of the... It's not too strange, but my grandfather, every Thanksgiving, would always do ham with cream cheese and a scallion and then roll it up and make like an hors d'oeuvre out of it.
Oh, that actually sounds pretty good.
And like some people don't really like that or think of it, but I always consider that a weird food combo that I absolutely love.
Mm. A weird food. So it's hard for me because to me, it's not a weird food combo if I eat it, right? Like. Okay. I'll go with one that I know a lot of people are grossed out by, and I don't eat this often, but I have eaten it and I do enjoy them. But have you ever had a peanut butter and pickle sandwich?
No, but I would try it.
They're pretty good. I like those. I also, for me, weird food, I put hot sauce, like Mexican hot sauce on everything.
And he puts ketchup on eggs.
Sometimes. Scrambled eggs.
Ew.
Sometimes.
You're a gross person.
I also will, instead of that, do salsa.
No, question over. I'm done with this.
Hey. It said
you.
Food
I don't
combo.
Like your boyfriend.
I don't have a boyfriend. And if you're talking to my wife, I'm not her boyfriend. I'm her ex-boyfriend.
That's true.
Now her husband. Okay.
Where do we go from here? How do we disappear?
Shout out to Pillar.
Yeah.
That was a great band.
I loved Pillar. I loved Pillar. Let's go Pillar.
So this one, I feel like this is an easy question for me.
Okay. Was it?
I feel like it's going to be an easy question for you too.
Yeah.
Number 7. Yeah. Would you rather go back to third grade with everything you know now or be given $100 million right now?
What would you pick?
$100 million.
Okay, me too. I thought you were going to try and be like,
well, you could like, go to third grade and invent the Apple iPhone. And
like, I don't know how to do that. I don't know any of the lottery numbers from, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know any of it.
Like,
so I would definitely take the 100
mil. If I went back to third grade with the knowledge I have now, yes, I would be smarter through my growing up years and maybe make some better decisions, better life decisions, but I wouldn't be a 100 millionaire with those decisions. $100 million, I am a 100 millionaire. I can pay off my debts. I can invest it into other things and make it make more money.
Yeah, by the following year, you could have so much more money than $100 million. So.
You know, to walk into a financial planner with, hey, here's $100 million. Like, I'm going to buy, I'm going to pay off these debts, buy this property, you know, put this in savings, invest the rest of my money and make me more money.
Correct.
Like,
correct.
You know.
Correct. So that's what I would do. I'm going to combine the two questions after that. One thing you like about you really enjoy about podcasting, and one thing you really dislike. I really enjoy producing content that people enjoy.
I think I know your dislike, but
my dislike
editing.
Editing. I hate editing. Okay.
See, for me, because so far I've not had to be involved in the editing process because it's all just on Zach's computer. We're not big enough where I can come and have access to it and edit and everything.
Is that the only thing that stops you? I'll give you a key to the house.
You you're like, I will give you a key to the house.
Yeah.
Okay. So the thing that I really enjoy about podcasting, like I find it fun just sitting here with friends and even strangers, even people that I've just met for the first time, and just talking about stuff, talking about cool stuff, having fun, joking around, talking about interesting things, coming up with questions. Like, it's just fun to sit and talk and, you know, think about things, ask questions about things, learn. I enjoy it. The one thing I don't like about, or I really dislike about podcasting so far, is that I have to drive 30 minutes to get here. Like, that's the, for me, that's the worst part, and that's not a big deal, you know, but that's the worst part of it so far.
Yeah.
There's not really a downside at this point.
I mean, maybe someday we'll have a studio halfway.
Yeah. You're like, well, buddy, if you had bought the house right next door to me, you would just have to walk across the yard.
Yeah, I'm still mad at you about that.
Listen, it sold before I even had a chance to look into it. It was like 2 days later that you're like, hey, the house sold. And I was like, whoa, what? So this, I'm interested. Do you prefer funny, fun podcasts or more serious ones? And I'm also a little bit curious about the question. Are they asking what we prefer to do as interviews on our own podcast or to listen to?
I would assume that we like to do. I think both are necessary.
Yeah.
I enjoy different things about both, but I enjoy the more serious ones, because it more aligns with my goal of wanting to reach more people and help more people and support more people. And then me as a person, I just enjoy being funny and doing funny things. So that's the only reason why I would pick the other one.
I'm dope and I do.
I'm dope and I do dope thing. That's good. But probably the funny ones for that reason.
So it's interesting because listening to podcasts, I pretty much, for the most part, almost exclusively listen to serious podcasts. About something.
You know, and I only listen to funny ones.
Yeah. Whereas, like, I really enjoy doing funny podcasts, like fun, lighthearted, kind of goofy ones. Like, I really enjoy that. But at the same time, I do like the serious ones as well, because I feel like it also gives me a chance to, like, think about, like, some deep stuff, be able to ask deep questions, especially if it's something that I'm not super, you know, knowledgeable about or don't have a whole lot of experience in myself, like the depression one. I could ask a lot of questions that, you know, I haven't necessarily experienced all those things myself. Say, it was cool.
Fans enjoy that about you. You're the way you ask questions and how deep you ask the questions sometimes.
I have a good inquisitive mind.
Yes, it has nothing to do with your history as a police officer.
Yeah,
definitely not.
Didn't learn how to ask questions.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question, though. I like that. But expect more of both for years to come.
And if you want to keep on seeing it for years to come, like, comment, subscribe, buy our merch, share us.
And buy me a coffee.
Yeah.
It's linked in the episodes now. It might only be on Buzzsprout, but I'll add a new link. You could donate as little as $3.
Or as much as $100 million.
That's so true, man. I'm not going to say anything that I just thought of. Oh, look,
it's
at my
turn.
My wife sent in another question. What is it like to have me as your executive producer? And then not a question, but continues to say, you'd have a lot more typos in your posts without me. Well, I still have typos in my posts, so you need to do a better job.
And he puts your questions together. Multiple questions into one. So
I would say it's nice to have you as a helping hand, an executive producer. But, I mean, you could do more for the podcast, if I'm being honest. So
I do think she is a voice of reason at some point, though.
Like that time when last week I had to call you to see if I could leave something in an episode because she told me I couldn't. And then you agreed with her. So
yeah.
I lost on a 2-1 vote.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was, but I know it was hilarious.
It was funny, but it was inappropriate.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Because for our audience, sometimes people say things.
It's me. It's me. I'm people.
But it is not appropriate to share publicly on a public platform.
Fair. Man, we're running low on questions here. We're doing good.
No, we're not. We still got a couple good ones. What are each of your dreams for the podcast for the future?
Again, if we take dream at its, I don't know, at face value, like a dream is a dream, right? Like, that's supposed to be big. Obviously, be famous and be able to travel around and do like live podcast shows. If anybody who does something like
this full time.
Yeah. If anybody is doing something like this and they tell you that's not a dream of theirs, I honestly don't believe them.
Yeah.
Because like, who wouldn't want to do something like this? If you're already doing it as a hobby for free or losing money on it, who wouldn't want to continue to do it and make a lot of money while they're doing it?
Right.
And be able to share it with more people. So.
And just, I mean, I would agree. Like, it would be awesome if this absolutely took off and could turn it from something fun that we do occasionally with friends to like something that we actually do as a business, like at full time. Like, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Then there's no reason it can't happen.
Yeah.
Right? It happens to some people. So, yeah.
Look at how many, I mean, there are a lot of people that are famous podcasters now. And not, there are a lot of people that aren't even necessarily famous, but are well known enough that they turn this into something that, you know,
yeah,
supports them. They can do full time as a career. So I think it's a really, I think that would be the really cool idea, is to be able to do this full time. I would be down. Your turn, bro, Chacho.
I'm going to throw out number five, and we're not going to go into in depth about it. Okay. Because it really needs to be an episode on its own, because myself and Brian Lawrence have gone back and forth over this for probably the better part of 2 or 3 years at this point. Would you rather teleport, like have the ability to teleport, or time travel?
So, practicality-wise, I'm going to choose teleport, right? Because I can go anywhere I want. Eliminate the need for a vehicle or gas, like,
yeah,
awesome. I'd save a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, and that'd be cool. I can just go anywhere I want anytime, just teleport, like, but I'm not counting out the fact of, like, I would love to time travel and be able to go see stuff in history. Like, that would be awesome. But teleport, I would choose over that, because teleport to me is more practical. So that's teleport for me.
Good answer. I mean, I always pick teleport as well, because then I'm still, I don't know, because when you time travel, everybody is going to keep aging, right? And, you know, you start to get into some weird timeline
quantum
things.
Quantum physics, yeah, stuff.
Teleport, I could just like give my wife a hug and then be like, let's go to dinner in Italy.
Yeah.
Bam. And you could also argue when you time travel, you don't know where you're going to land. Like, if I time travel back to the 1700s from my living room right now, it's obviously not going to be my living room.
It's probably going to be just the woods.
Yeah. So, all right, we both say teleport.
Yep.
Brian, you're wrong.
Teleport for the... Does he vote?
He's a time traveler. He's a time traveler.
Well, because then... Well, yeah, never mind. That's a whole other podcast, because I was about to get into some stuff, and then we would get into the whole realm of time travel and how it affects history and the present and the future and all of that.
We don't have time for that right now.
You don't have time.
Your mom doesn't have time.
So I think this question number 27
is... Can we end with that one?
Okay.
I'll let you ask it, but...
I was going to say it's kind of the same as...
It is, but I want to answer that more realistically. More realistically, for short-term goals.
Yeah, stay till the end and you'll find out what question 27 was. What is one of the best pieces of life advice you've ever received?
Ask questions.
Anything you want to expound on that?
No. Ask questions and, you know, it's okay to look dumb. Like if you don't ask questions or you hide from something because you're scared of looking dumb or that you don't know something or whatever, you're just doing a disservice to yourself. One of the easiest ways to grow and learn is to make mistakes and then receive
instruction and correction.
Exactly. Obviously, they have to come from reputable sources and people you trust. But yeah, I'd say that's one of the best things. What about you? Like, what's some of the best life advice anybody's ever given you?
One that I...
And if you remember, how old were you when you got it? How's that?
Oh, yeah. So I have a few, but the one that I really like, actually, I heard this year, but was a phenomenal piece of advice. And it was, respond, don't react.
Mm.
I think that's great. Very insightful when it comes to conflict or really any situation. Naturally, we want to react. We go with what we feel, and we have a reaction to whatever it is. But if you respond to something, it's thought out, right? It's you take the time to go, okay, this is what was said. Do I understand it? You know, or this is what was done. Do I understand it? How do I feel about it? I'm going to choose what my response is, not just react out of your initial, emotions or your initial understanding. I thought that was just brilliant. So I'll give props where props are due. That came from my father-in-law, Pastor Matt Medic. So
he's pretty smart.
Yeah, he's kind of a brilliant guy.
He's a good dude.
So very good piece of advice. Respond, don't react.
Yeah. So one of the last few questions here, what is a topic or topics you hope to talk about in the future? That's hard because there's not much, I don't think, that we won't talk about. It's not like I have a dream topic. I think we both want to do more episodes with diabetics and their journeys and how it's handled.
Diabetes.
Yeah, and how it's handled in their lives. I think that's one thing. Regardless of if people enjoy those episodes or not, that's something that's close to both of our hearts that we're going to keep doing. So, yeah. And they're all going to be labeled type 1 diabetes, .. whatever it says. So if you don't like those episodes, then that's your cue not to listen to it.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think another one similar to those lines that I would love to discuss is just because we're both Christian, we're both part of the church. You know,
you're a Christian?
Yes.
Wow, that's cool.
I love me some Jesus.
Sorry, continue. We're both Christian,
so I would love to talk about healing and how. Right, we both have a chronic illness. We both believe in healing. We both have seen and witnessed healings.
Yep.
Even though we both are still waiting for healing in our own lives. And just how that different ways that the church handles it or has mishandled it. And how that's affected us. I would love to breach that topic at some point.
And we've talked about this for a while, trying to figure out what that episode would look like.
Yeah.
Because if you're not a Christian or you don't necessarily believe in healing or stuff like that, you might not understand why we have to figure out how to approach it, especially given how we serve in our church and stuff like that. It is something we have to handle kind of carefully.
Tactfully.
Yes. I do anticipate Zach's wife being part of those episodes, though, because...
She's a smart lady.
She's smart.
She's smarter than me.
She's smarter.
I married up, for the record.
So much smarter than you.
I married up. The Reacher and the Settler. I was the Reacher. And I'm proud of it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. All right, three questions left.
Who would win in an arm wrestling competition?
Zach Jenkins. Are we going to do it right now?
No. Because it wouldn't count because we have no witnesses.
We'll do it right now.
I don't want to arm wrestle, though.
Okay, that's fine. Thank God. I don't want to be humiliated. But no, Zach would win, hands down.
I don't know. Zach's a lot stronger than he plays it off as.
I am stronger than I play it off as, but you are stronger than me. I believe that to be a truth. What is a situation where someone misrepresents you and it still affects you to this day? To my knowledge, I don't have any. Anytime somebody's misrepresented me and it affected me enough to address it with them. So if it didn't affect me enough, then it just rolls off my back and it is what it is. It doesn't bother me. If it did affect me, I would address it with them. If we came to an understanding of why it affected me and we moved on, great. If we didn't come to an understanding why it affected me, then chances are I don't interact with that person, which means I don't really care what they have to say about me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't really remember a time that like I've been misrepresented where it still affects me. Like, I've had a couple situations, but it's one of those, kind of like you said, if I don't know them well enough, like, it's whatever, it doesn't matter to me. If they are people that I know well, then, you know, like you said, I would address them about, like, hey, like, this, you're saying this and this, or doing, like, that is not okay, it's not, you know, and I'll try to address it. If that doesn't happen, though, I usually can trust in going, all right, well, the people that matter the most to me know who I am, know my character, and they should know the truth about me or know me well enough to be able to come and talk to me. And if they don't know me well enough to believe, you know, that they're willing to believe lies about me, or things that are not truthful, then usually, you know, it's not worth me going out of my way and bending over backwards to try to defend or correct, you know, someone's comments or perception of me, because you're not that big of a part of my life. Like, the people that are important to me know me and are going to know the truth about my character and who I am. And if they're not willing to take that time to know me or look at my character, if they don't already know me well enough, then why am I going to break my back or take time out of my day to try to prove a point to you if you're not willing to look and see the truth for yourself?
For real?
Yeah.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
Good answer. Good question. Good answer. All right. Round us out with 27. I know 28, unless you have something for 28, because we said we'd come back to it. I still have nothing. I don't know about a question that you wish somebody asked you.
Yeah,
to me, that question is like, tell me something you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I, off the top of my head and the past like hour of questions, I can't think of something that I'm like, I wish someone would ask me this.
We'll keep that on the back burner for the next Q&A, I suppose. Yeah. All right.
Where do you want to see the podcast grow from here? And kind of like you mentioned, I think this is more of like a practical progression of the podcast, not the like dream of full-time famous one day. Like, how do we want to see it progress and grow? Our practical next step, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
So
I would say right now, like I said, we get like 50, sometimes 60 listens or downloads an episode, sometimes more than that. So my goal for that, probably within like the next, probably within the first 6 months of next year, I'd like to see us get to like 100 listeners an episode. I think that would be amazing.
That'd be awesome.
And then on a, that's on like a listener standpoint, from a production standpoint, I do have a video camera sitting in front of me now. We're going to attempt to build a nice little room and my basement here and get a set
podcast studio.
Yeah. Get a set built and start some video podcasts. We might toy around with it towards the end of this year. Granted, we only have about
a little less than 2 months.
Yeah. And you're away for a couple weeks.
For
so,
a couple weeks, yeah.
So we probably only have like 4 weeks where we could toy around with it, but sometime in the beginning of 2024,
so it'll be in next year, an early yeah. next year.
Next year, I'd like to hit the ground running with it. So if we can toy around with it, figure out how much time it's going to add on editing.
And what that takes as far as like getting a channel and what platforms we'll put it on. Because I know there's a couple different, you know, yeah. like video platforms like YouTube, Rumble. Yeah, who knows what
all. I don't even know what Rumble is, so.
It's another video platform.
Sweet. Rock and roll.
So, I think, you know, for me, kind of same thing. I think we both have kind of a similar vision for the podcast. Just kind of gradually expand our viewership or our audience. And as that comes in, hopefully expand a little bit of, you know, whether it be merch or something that can actually support the podcast. For us to be able to, expand it.
I think the video aspect will give us opportunity to do maybe like a once a month or every other month special episodes. If people wanted to do like a small monthly donation, you know, if you did that, there'd be incentives where you get more content or at least
Patreon.
Yeah. Well, that Buy Me a Coffee is for, that's what that's for. Except I don't have to pay anything to buy me a coffee. It's actually a brilliant, it's a brilliant setup they have.
And that's the grassroots movement of how we start and then we blow up and become, you know, bigger than the Joe Rogan Experience.
Yeah.
And take over and become podcast kings.
I dig it. Read us out, Johnny.
John's not here. He's not a guest on this episode, bro.
All right.
Thank you to everyone who sent in questions. There were a lot of great questions in there. There were a lot of fun questions. For real. There were some deep questions. Thank you guys to everyone who sent in questions. And those of you who said you were going to send in questions and didn't.
You're dead to us.
I mean, I don't know about that, but I'm watching you. But yeah, thank you for the questions. We'll be doing this again at some point. We're thinking of a schedule where we want to do Q&As semi-regularly. So if you're listening, start thinking of some questions that next time we put out a post for a Q&A, you can drop some questions. And don't forget to like, to share it with your friends, family, anybody we want to have this podcast grow and hope to reach a greater group of people. If you have, were you going
to
say something?
I was going to say, I mean, if it grows enough too, I think it would be cool to do like a special, like live stream Q&A too.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
So reach out to your friends, share the podcast with them, share your favorite episode, share the funniest episode, or if you have any topics, ideas that you want to talk about or that you want us to talk about or anything that you want to come onto the podcast and share, reach out to us. We'd love to hear from people and get some ideas for shows, or if you'd like to come on, we'd love to get some more guests lined up to come discuss things on the podcast. And if you want to support us, feel free to check out our merch, check out our pages, buy us a cup of coffee, you know, buy some. It's getting cold out there, sweater weather, so we got hoodies and stuff like that on the store.
We have new merch, too.
Yeah, we have new merch for a spooky season, and we're working on some
spooky Christmas. Season one's going to come down soon, though.
Yeah, spooky season is limited time only. It's going to be gone here pretty soon. Outside of that, thank you guys for coming and listening to the My Life, Your Life Together podcast. We love you guys, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.